This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. International Human Rights Day being observed today, organizing various programs. 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress begins today. And French President Emmanuel Macron shares no plans to join a diplomatic boycott of 2022 Winter Olympics. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that the government is committed to drafting human rights-friendly laws as per the international commitment by completing the remaining work of the peace process. At a program organized by the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in Lalitpur today, on the occasion of 73rd International Human Rights Day, Prime Minister Deoba expressed the government's commitment to providing justice to the conflict victims and their families as soon as possible, stating that the government has been implementing the commitments made at the international level in favor of human rights. Prime Minister Deoba said that the laws would be reviewed to ensure the human rights to all citizens. On the occasion, Chairman of the National Human Rights Commission, Tapa Bahadur Magar, urged the government to implement the recommended human rights issues. Member of the Commission, Lili Thapa, said that the Commission has been playing an important role in the protection and promotion of human rights in Nepal. Similarly, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has given a message of best wishes on the occasion of International Human Rights Day today. She stressed the need for deep internalization of the universal concept of human rights, the foundational structure of the democratic system, and its effective implementation. International Human Rights Day is observed every year on December 10th in commemoration of the issuance of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the UN General Assembly on December 10th, 1948. The 14th National Convention of the ruling Nepali Congress has started from today. The inauguration ceremony is beginning shortly. According to Nepali Congress Office Secretary Dr. Pradeep Parajuli, the top-ranking leaders of Nepali Congress, as well as chiefs of other political parties and delegates from foreign countries, are scheduled to address the inauguration. The main stage for the inaugural session is built at Bhrikuti Mandap. Participants from outside the Kathmandu Valley are not invited by the party due to the risk of COVID-19. There are 4,700 representatives for the National Convention who will elect new leadership during the three-day event. The majority of the representatives have already arrived in Kathmandu. The Nepali Congress party official said that the office has already distributed a bag with the booklets containing details of the convention. The Nepal police has arranged security for the convention, while traffic police has been managing vehicles and vehicular activities given the event. The filing of candidacy has started from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. today, while the claim and objection of the candidacy can be made from 5 p.m. onwards till 7 p.m. today. The decision to claim an objection on candidacy is scheduled to make from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. today itself. The first name list of the candidates would be published from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. One can withdraw candidacy by 11 a.m. tomorrow. The final name list of the candidates will be published by 12:15 p.m. tomorrow itself. According to Election Committee Coordinator Gopal Krishna Ghimire, the voting for the new leadership is scheduled to begin from 8 p.m. on Sunday. There are 29 types of ballot papers. The color varies as per position. For the Central Working Committee of the party, there is a post for President, two posts of Vice President, two for General Secretary, and eight for Joint General Secretary. However, the Treasurer is elected from among the elected Central members. There are 35 Central members in the open category, 9 women, 3 from each province, 9 Dalit, 15 Indigenous, 13 Khas Arya, 9 Madhesi, 4 Tharu, 3 Muslim, 1 each from backward region, minority and handicapped, totaling 134. Besides this, the Central President picks 33 Central members. The Ministry of Health and Population has said Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine will be administered to children between 12 to 18 years of age from December 19th. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the vaccine will be administered in 57 districts where the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine was not administered earlier. The ministry said the vaccine would be administered in 57 districts, including Himalayan districts, establishing a vaccine center in the school premises itself. Dhruva Thapa has been elected as president of the NADA Automobiles Association of Nepal. NADA's chief election officer and advocate Balkrishna Dhakal shared that the Thapa got 1,413 votes against 1,347 votes obtained by Karan Chaudhary. An entrepreneur from Pokhara, Thapa defeated his rival Chaudhary by 66 votes. The 45th annual general meeting of the NADA has elected a 17-member new working committee. Of the total 3,200 members in the NADA, 2,788 votes were cast in the election for the new executive committee. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today, and partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. French President Emmanuel Macron has said France has no plans to join a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Mr. Macron said any such move would be insignificant and merely symbolic. The US, UK, Canada and Australia have said they will not send government representatives to the February Games because of concerns over China's human rights record. This includes allegations of abuse against Uyghurs and other minorities. China says countries that boycott the Games will pay the price for their mistaken acts. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he had accepted an invitation to attend the opening of the Games. Authorities have said at least 54 people have been killed and dozens more injured by the truck they were being transported in crashed in southern Mexico. Over 150 people, said to be migrants from Central America, were crammed into a truck's trailer when it rolled and hit a bridge in the state of Chiapas. The truck was reportedly speeding when it flipped on a sharp bend and hit a pedestrian bridge on the main road leading to the Chiapas state capital. Chiapas, which neighbors Guatemala, is a major transit point for undocumented migrants. A U.S. appeals court has rejected a bid by former U.S. President Donald Trump to block Capitol riot investigators from accessing his White House records. Mr. Trump, a Republican, has argued that his past communications are protected by executive privilege under which presidential files can be kept secret. But President Joe Biden has waived executive privilege on the documents. Lawmakers are trying to find out if Mr. Trump had foreknowledge of the riot which took place on 6th January. Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building as Congress was meeting to certify Joe Biden's presidential election result. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Human Rights Day being observed today, organizing various programs. 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress begins today. And French President Emmanuel Macron shares no plans to join a diplomatic boycott of 2022 Winter Olympics. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.